after, what's the last week been like for you? I know you went back to California to get some workouts in, but what's it kind of been like now that you, first overall pick in the draft?
It's been an exciting week. You know, now the whole process of the draft evaluation, everything's over. Knowing that where I'll be living, knowing I can get settled in here, it's been settling feeling, like a weight lift off of my shoulders.
How long are you going to be doing your documentary? Is it over?
It's over. Last episode's gone and out. We're done with that one.
How did you think it turned out?
I thought it was great. That I gave an inside look on, the whole process. It's a good group to work with. I think if it was anybody else, it wouldn't have been successful. They knew my schedule was busy. They worked around that. It was never the priority was filming. It was not like that. It was they knew I had to get my stuff done. I'm glad it's over.
Speaker, one of your new teammates just said that you immediately went to work like a walk-on. You're the number one overall pick. When does that end?
Never. It doesn't. For me, it's a fresh start. Once you're drafted, it doesn't matter. I'll just say this. In the team meeting, you talk about it doesn't matter how you get there. Everybody here has the same opportunity. What are you going to do with it? What work are you going to put in to put yourself in the best position to play and, make the roster? So, for me, that's something that I know how to do. I've been in this position before, so I can only try and handle it the same and work harder.
In talking to a bunch of teams around the league, so far from what I've been able to come up with, at least six, half a dozen had you as QB1 on their boards. How does that make you feel?
It's humbling, but I landed in the right spot. I'm here now, not worried about who liked me during the process. I'm going to work here for the Browns. I'm a Cleveland Brown, and I'm proud and happy about that.
Baker, were you reluctant to meet with the Patriots before they, your agent about possibly moving up for you?
Like I said, the last question, it's none of that matters. I'm not anybody besides a Cleveland Brown, and that's my mindset. I'm not trying to help anybody out, or it's not about me. It's about helping this team win right now.
Hey, you and Dorsey both talked a lot about your leadership qualities and what they saw from you and Norman. So now that you're here, how do you go about establishing that?
I got to continue my strengths. Leadership is one of them. So when you talk about that, it's earning the respect of the veterans in the locker room, the guys that have been doing it for a while. I have to earn their respect, and that's not – you can't talk about it and earn their respect. You have to go to work. You have to put the time in. You got to learn the playbook, and then when you get your opportunity, you got to show that you're there for a reason. So that's how I do it with the veterans and with the rookies and everybody else here right now. I just got to, be that guy in the locker room, be that guy that gets everybody going and show them that we're all here for a reason. Let's
take advantage.
Where do
you think that comes from, Baker? Because some guys have it, some don't.
I think I was just born with it. I think passion for the game. I love doing it. I love being the guy to help people out. It's if we win, it's on my shoulders, but if we lose, it's on mine, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I take that responsibility, and I thrive on that.
Is there a fine line, though, when Tyrod Taylor and the veterans get here, like he's trying to establish his leadership with a new team too? How do you guys work that out?
It's not about individuals then. They brought him and I in because we're both team-oriented guys. He's the starter, and all I can do is help us out. And so when you get a guy like that that helps out a locker room in just the best way possible, he's a grinder. He comes in early. He's the last one to leave. And, I can only aspire to be like that. So, it's not going to be something that separates a locker room. We're not going to be fighting over who's the man in the locker room. I'm a team-oriented guy, and we just want to win.
After you sat out that year at Oklahoma and you had a quarterback competition, with two other guys, how much did you learn from that? How will you apply that to this situation when it comes to what you just said?
It taught me patience. Human nature, I want to play. There's no doubt about that. But in whatever way I can make the team better and whatever way I can grow and learn from, whatever's happening, then I need to do that. Talking about that year, I sat out and I got to go up against a great defense every day in practice. And I learned from Coach Stoops, Bob and Mike, because they're defensive-minded coaches, going up against them, learning what their tendencies were, how they thought, and I can only just work on myself.
Baker, at the NFL Combine, you said if anyone's going to be able to turn around a franchise, I'm going to be the guy. Why are you still confident now that you're the number one overall pick at this organization, that you're still the guy that can turn around a franchise?
It's a mentality. It's a mentality that you're not going to take no for an answer. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. It's about what are you going to do for it now? How are you working towards making this team better? And so it starts in the locker room, and that's why you bring some of the guys that this franchise has been bringing in. You change the culture in the locker room. You get some belief in it. And we don't have to talk about it. We know what we have in there, and we'll just handle it from there.
What was it like to meet Joe Thomas, and what kind of words of wisdom might he have had for you?
I actually met him at the Super Bowl. I did interview with him on Media Row, but that's a living legend right there. I mean, a 10-time Pro Bowler, doesn't get much better than that. So, hey, just a couple words of advice, you know, how to handle it, how to, you know, make sure that I focus on ball. You know, this whole process is kind of crazy, but as long as you stay focused on what you're here for, then you'll be good.
How much interaction have you had with Tyrod Taylor? Has it been more than just a meeting?
He's been around here. Like I said, he's the first one in, last one to leave, so it didn't matter whether he's here for actual practice. He was here last week when I came on my visit after the draft, and so I met him then. And then it's just everything I've heard. Even when I went on my visit at the Bills, they said the same things about him. He's just an unbelievable guy. So you see that, then you see him up here, how often he's actually here. You know, it's very transparent who he is.
Did he approach you, or did you approach him first?
He came into Coach Zampezi's office, so I guess he kind of snuck up on me.
So you were in the office?
Yes.
Yeah. How did that work? How did his name come up with the Bills when you were visiting them, since he was already here?
Just the film. You know, they have him playing quarterback for him. So when you're watching the film, and they talk about him, and they, you know, you have side conversations when you go through those meetings.
Is it a constant reminder to you to be around him that guys at that size can succeed in the NFL?
I guess. I mean, at this point, it's not about size. It's about if you know your job, if you can do it and execute it, and then it's about winning. So, and he's got the mentality. Like I said, that's what it takes to turn, you know, a team around. That's what it takes to lead a team, is a mentality of not taking no for an answer and doing whatever it takes to win.
When you were here last week, what was kind of the vibe you got just from the city, from the fans? If you had any interactions with them?
It's an exciting feeling right now. There's a lot of buzz going around, which is great for the team. But the one thing I keep hearing about is the loyalty of the fans. But, you know, I think about how they deserve a team that's winning, a team that they can rally behind, and that's what they'll do no matter what. So got a chance last night to be at a dinner with some of the veterans, some of the alumni, and they talked about it as well. This franchise is built on winning. They've been winning in the past, and some of those guys set the tone. So right now we're trying to get back to that.
Would you like to do that first pitch over and slip on your hands?
Football and baseball releases are a little bit different. Yes, I'd love to. Thankfully, I was never a pitcher, so we're good.
What did you play?
I was shortstop, third base, anywhere in the infield, honestly. Just a hit.
Do you think your football IQ is one of the things that separates you? Because that's what you and John have talked about. And if so, how did it get where it is, and do you have a photographic memory?
Football IQ, I think you can talk about it different ways. If you focus on knowing the game, which is what I had to do, since I was never the biggest guy, I was a late bloomer, so I tried to gain a mental edge. Whatever edge I could have over somebody else, I would try and do. And so that's what I was waiting for during the draft process, was the meetings, getting in, getting on the board, talking about our plays, talking about our offense, and kind of showing what type of guy I am. I don't know if I'd call it a photographic memory, but just being able to remember after you rep it a couple times and stay true to it. You know, it's got to become second nature for you. And fortunately enough, I've been able to have a lot of experience to where it is second nature.
Baker, can you talk about landing in the land with LeBron? And have you been a LeBron fan? And are you hoping to get to one of these games and meet him and maybe have a little connection with him?
Yeah, obviously he's one of the greatest athletes to ever play sports in general. I'm excited to be here. Hopefully we'll get a chance to go watch him play. But right now, focus is on football.
What's your plan? How much of the playbook have you gotten to actually see and learn, and how much do you know already?
Have the full playbook, but right now they kind of separate it. You have a rookie mini camp playbook, and you kind of separate it so you're not completely overwhelmed. And so right now I'm just trying to do my best to get it down, and to where when we go out in the field, I can command those guys and be that guy for them. They can ask questions and bounce that off of.
What's your plan this spring and summer when you'd have breaks? OTA, between OTAs and minicamps, are you going to go back to California and stay here? Do you know how you're going to work that?
Not sure. Got to find a place to live here. That's a priority too. But, you know, I doesn't matter where I'm at, putting myself in the best position possible going into OTAs and going into camp to where I can, you know, I can stay healthy and that I'm ready to go compete. You know, right now it's about leveling the playing field. I got to catch up on the playbook. I got to catch up on the mental side of this game. So we're, you know, I come into camp and it's just about competing.
What makes this class different, like this rookie class different in terms of leading that turnaround for this franchise? Gives you confidence that it can happen here, starting with this group of guys?
I think our group of guys, you know, no disrespect to the past classes or anybody else, but I think our group of guys are excited. You get a bunch of guys that have chips on their shoulders that come from winning programs, and they know how to do it. They know how to put the work in to get, you know, the results out of it. When you do that, you get a good mixture of guys. I think the results can be pretty good.
So many of these guys were, you know, Jordan Palmer or George Whitfield or guys like that. Were you not really working with a quarterback guy like that on your own, like
no.
leading up to the draft?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Not a QB guru kind of guy.
Okay.
I don't think you can reinvent the wheel. I think the ones that have been through it and have played the game are the ones that I would definitely bounce the most questions off of. But for me, it's about perfecting my craft, and so I need to learn this playbook. It's not about going somewhere on a beach and doing a beach workout. It's about learning this playbook, being able to play in weather, and be with my teammates.
What's your biggest advice you got this past week after being drafted number one overall?
I heard a bunch of things from some very important people, including Mr. Dorsey, just about staying ready to go. You know, it's this whole process. You're doing different types of workouts for the combine prep, and then you do a lot of mental stuff to where you're not exactly doing the most workouts that you would want to. So you got to be ready to jump right into camp and you know, hit the field running. You don't need time to catch up. You got to be able to go.
Have you ever had to tweak your mechanics? I mean, everybody raves about your release and your throw motion and accuracy. Have you ever had to do a bunch with it?
No, I think for me it's always, if you're able to throw, you can throw. It's not something you can teach. And so for me, I've always just worked on getting a quicker release and being able to throw from different angles. And that's helped me out. You know, not being the tallest guy, I have to do that. I have to find windows, I have to find lanes to throw in. And so those are the things I work on, but that's what it's
up. Hey, when you're talking about speaking with quarterbacks who played the game at the highest level, you know, from reading a bunch of stuff, Chad Pennington is a guy it seems like you've hooked up with since the Senior Bowl. Can you tell us about your relationship and what he's meant to you and what kind of advice he's given?
Yeah, so he was at the Senior Bowl, and he kind of sat through meetings. He's part of the NFL Legends community, and so whatever they can help players now, because they've all those guys have been through it, they will. And fortunately enough, I got a guy like him that played quarterback and has been through it, kind of some different teams, played a lot of ball. And then at the combine, he was actually within my group. He was my guy. And so I was just around him a bunch, got his number, just talked and bounced a lot of things off of him. But he said the same things about just when you get there, go to work. And, you know, the things that have gotten you here obviously worked for you, but don't let it stop now. You haven't made it yet, and that's the mentality you have to have. It doesn't matter where I was drafted. You got to start over.
Do you play golf? Where did you hone your quarterbacking skills? What you say? You say you haven't done anything with that mechanic. Is there some point in your career, in the back of high school, middle school, college, where you feel somebody really worked with you to hone those mechanical skills?
Throwing? No. I've just always played baseball, always been able to throw. When I decided to play football, when my parents let me play football, I had already been playing baseball for a while, and so through the community, they knew that I could throw the ball. And when I got drafted to my Pop Warner team, the coach asked me if I wanted to play quarterback, and I said, sure, why not? Delusionally, I thought I was a running back or receiver, though.
Shorter release at third base and short. That kind
exactly. You got to be quick. You got to be quick on the hot corner, that's for sure.
You say your parents finally let you play football. What was that story about, and how homely?
They just didn't want to, you know, start me too early. You know, talk about kids' sports nowadays are pretty crazy. How young they are, the daddy ball or whatever you want to call it. You get dads that are way too invested in Pop Warner youth leagues, and so they just kind of kept me separate from football for a while. And best decision, you know, I could play in the backyard or at recess, didn't matter. Just the first time I did organized.
So how old were you?
Fifth grade. So in Texas, I guess that's kind of late. I don't know.
Did you say you don't play golf?
Not very good, so probably not. I'd say no.